What is the word of the Lord to Dr. Linda Thomas?
God bless you, Dr. Linda Thomas. Dr. Linda Thomas, I'm hearing the word of the Lord saying financial security. I'm hearing the Lord say that peace be still. I'm hearing the word of the Lord say that there's things that he's going to utter unto you. And God says when he revealed these things to you, they are for you. God says for you not to travel without a recorder or paper. God says that there's much that he's going to place on the inside of you, and God says that he's going to push you forward. God says that do not listen to the naysayers. God says that you know him, and God says do not allow doubt to enter. I'm hearing God say that he's going to push you forward. God says that doors are going to spring open. God says that all those things that he has promised you shall come forth. I'm hearing the word of the Lord say unto you that you are about to take off. God says that he has promised you, and God says that his word is true. I'm hearing God says that there's much that you're going to do to bless his people. And I'm hearing God says that there's nothing but expansion for you. God says for you to take this opportunity to visit and look at property, because I'm hearing that property would be coming into your hands, for there is a true expansion, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Dr. Thomas. I just heard the word of the Lord. God says that the paper that you worked on, and people will say, oh, no, that's not going to work like that. But you studied, you checked it, and you know that is true. God says to continue on it, because that is going to free a lot of people, especially people that have severe emotional traumas. It's going to affect them greatly. God says to continue on your path, and all of the parts is going to come together. And God said he's going to bless that thing because the people need to be healed. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
God bless you, Dr. Linda. I hear Father. Thank you, woman of God. God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, this is the season when you're going to begin to make great strides and great moves. Father God says those things that you have placed on the back burner, bring them back to the forefront. So I hear Father God saying you're going to be ministering and mentoring and pouring out into others in this season. I'm seeing the elderly and I'm seeing the youth. I hear Father God said this is the season where you're going to face your greatest fear. Father God says don't doubt yourself. Don't second guess yourself and don't look back. I hear Father God saying justice is just the beginning. I see expected as well as unexpected things coming to you in this season. And I just hear Father God saying dust it off the old to welcome the new. And that's the word of the Lord. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much for sowing your seed and supporting the ministry. God bless you.
And just know, Dr. Linda, that the Lord says your health is going to be on for the upswing as well. And whatever this chronic thing that you may have been dealing with, the Lord says that you're going to come into a season of a new breakthrough. And God says help is getting ready to show up for you. And you're going to find, woman of God, that God is going to bring you into a season. It's almost like you're going to be investigating certain things. But the Lord says the pieces are coming together. And you're going to find that even by September, the Lord says, I'm going to do a new thing for thee. And hidden money is going to show up. God is saying hidden money hidden blessings. The Lord says he's toughening you, he's going to strengthen you, and you won't let the outside things come on the inside of you. And you're going to see, woman of God, that God's going to bring you into a time of rest. He's going to bring you into a time of peace, even during the third week of this month. Peace, 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 because you might take some kind of a relaxing trip that's going to be non-stressful and non-strenuous. So the Lord says, prepare. Prepare for the next season, because the Spirit is saying, I'm about to broadcast new opportunities for thee, new opportunities that you're going to see coming your way. And the Lord says, prepare, because I do a new thing in thee, and I will bless the works of your hands. Also, God says, go ahead and get the dental appointment as well. Get the dental appointment, and that's going to be key for you in this season to continue to protect yourself for the next season, because God says he's building some important things for you. But yet I see important business alliances happening for you in this season as well. Know that the Spirit shall shine upon you, because sunshine is coming to one special relationship that's going to be opening up for you. And you're going to see it during the last 15 days of this month. And you've got to commit yourself. You're going to commit yourself to just being open to all that Father's going to be bringing your way, because you're going to be building some really important business alliances in this season that's going to cause you to come into a season of increase. So prepare, because I give you new confidence in this season. For the Lord says, I feel thee, and you will step into your season of spiritual conception, and I will bless thee. And those that has been a thorn in your flesh, those that has brought hardship, the Lord says, no longer, because you're stepping into the next season, and your life is going to be according to my agenda, and know that I strengthen thee, yea, even in this hour. And that is the word of the Lord, Dr. Linda Thomas.